Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom by Kant of Yotes. We're starting about the ninth line out of the two dots. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marshmim, Sarbas, Miaka Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, should have an Aliyah. So, Mar tells us, a cult of our Aram Batayra, Kain Matame, Yisrael, Miss Abel. In regards to any relation that the Torah mentions that a Kain is allowed to become Tame to, we know that Kain will not become Tame Mace, except to the seven close relatives, his wife, mother, father, sister, brother, and son or daughter. So, regarding any of those relations, a regular Yisrael, he has the Chiva of Elos. Now, Hosifa Elayin, the Chamim added on other ones that weren't mentioned in Torah, which are those, his brother and sister from his mother, meaning their half brothers and sisters from their mother's side. That's not what the Torah is referring to. Torah is talking about the father's side. And also, his sister who's married already. When it mentions his sister in the Torah, that's referring to an unmarried sister. Chum added on a married sister as well. However, says the Gemara, regarding the relations mentioned in the Torah, there's only Chiv of Avelos and Aninos. Whereas if it's not mentioned in the Torah, there's no din of Aninos. And also, Kain is not become tamed to them. Similarly, Arusasoi, if a person is only engaged to a woman, halachically engaged, but it's only engagement, they weren't married yet. Lemis Abel, there's no din of Velos, Veloy Einin, no Aninos, Veloy Mitame, and the Kant has become Tame. Now, Tanya's taught in the Brisa another din, Kol Shem Misablin Olav, Misablin Imai, anyone whom he would have to be Misabel over, so that person is Misabel with him. For example, if a father is sitting Avelos, so the son of that father has to act in Avelos with him because they would have to sit in Avelos for each other. We have stories about this. Rav, Damchasachase, Rav's sister passed away, Upaka Lechia Bere, and he instructed Chia, his son, Amrle, he told him, Katai Sol Kagabai, Havashach Sandloch, when you come up to me, you should remove your shoes because Chiyo, Rav's son, has to act in Avelos when he's in his father's presence. Also, Rav Mana, Hava Benoid, Rav Chanina, Achoy Maisen, Rav Mana, the sons of Rav Chanina's brother, passed away, and Asan Shalom Rav Yossi, he went and asked Rav Yossi, Ma'olich was Samita, do I have to turn over the beds in my house? That's a dinner. Avel has to turn over his beds. So Rav Mana's asking, since my brother's in Avelos, do I have to turn over the beds? Armelani told him, Leitzarach, you don't have to do so, and that's because he wasn't with his brother. However, if Rav Mana was with his brothers, then he would have to do it. Now, he asked another question, Ma'olishan al Gabi Mita Kfuya, do I have to sleep on overturned bed? Amrullah, you told him, Leitzarach, you don't have to. Another question, Ma'ulik Rez Shema L'Spalel, what about regarding Saint Kriyashma and Damnik Shema Esrei? So Amrullah, you told him, Nishmina Adal, so for the following. Harisha, also got a mace bekever, a person's working with a mace in the kever, he's either digging the kever, he's working on burying the mace, Vigia on his Kriyashma, and it's time to say Kriyashma, so Parishal Makam Tahara, he should separate, he should leave to a place which is Tahar, meaning he's more than 4 amas away from the mace, Velevesh is Tfilov, and he can put on his Tfilin, Vikari Kriyashma M'Spal, he can say Kriyashma and Davin, and it's the same thing for you, Ramana, as long as you're not with your brother, you're not near the mace, then you would say Kriyashma and Davin and put on tefillin. We continue discussing this idea of turning over the beds. From when do the beds have to be turned over? From when the mace is already brought out from the chatzar where it's located, already then all the beds in the house have to be turned over. He says, no, it's when the gailal, which we're understanding is the grave, once it's been covered, only then we have a chiv of kviyas samita. Now, Gamil passed away, once they already left the entrance of the chatzar, turn over the beds. Now, once they cover the grave, they finish the burial. Amr Rabbi Shula Talmidim, Rabbi Shua told Talmidim, Kavus Samita is turn over the bed. Amr Lo, they told him, Kvar Kafinim Alpi Zakein, we already turned them over because of Zakein, meaning Rabbi Lezer already told us to turn them over. Another din, Be'erev Shabbos, who Zekvis Mitaisev, Be'maitse Shabbos, who Kaifan. On Erev Shabbos, when a person is in the week of Shevi, he's in the week of Avelos, so he straightens out the beds because there's no Avelos on Shabbos, and on Matze Shabbos, he once again turns them over. Now, Tani was taught in the Brisa, Dargash, a Dargash type bed, Niskefes Vein and Nechpes. It only has to be turned on its side, and it doesn't have to be completely turned over. Now, Rabbi Shimon Lozheimer, he says, Shemit Kalmantrin Shalavidayon. He doesn't even have to turn it on its side. He just unhook its Kalmantrin, its hooks or its clasps, and that's enough. This is basically the leather piece that held up the mattress which one slept on. That could be unhooked from the bed frame, and that's efficient. Rabbi Yitzchak says, B'shem Rishu Ben Levi, Halachak Rishu Ben Lazar, Halachak Rishu Ben Lazar. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achaz says, B'shem Rabbi Yasa, Mita Shenaklitel Eilin V'yarden Ima, Shemitan V'dayoy. A bed that it's Naklitin, which is the poles that reach above the bed frame. Those are usually used for hanging a canopy on. So if they go up and down, which means if it's really one long pole, it's basically a rod or a pole or a beam of sorts that is used both as the leg underneath the frame of the bed and it goes above the bed, that could be removed and that's efficient. It doesn't have to be turned over. Now the Gemara clarifies, Ezu Mita ve Ezu Dargash, what's the difference between a Mita, a bed, and a Dargash, which you said is another type of bed? So Rabbi Yirmi answers, Koshim Sargan Gufa Zui Mita, anything that the skin or the ropes or whatever is used to support the person or the mattress, if that's stretched over the bed frame, that's a Mita. V'chol She'ein Masargan Gufa, if it's not over the bed frame, rather there's holes made in the frame itself and the piece of material, the ropes, are woven through it or hooked on it. So is that a dargush? That's a dargush. As you say, the Vatanuah of Mishnah says, Hamita Varisa, a bed and a crib. When are they considered kalim? That now they can contract toma, Mishi Yeshufam Ba'ar Hadag, for when someone smooths them down with the skin of a fish. They basically would use dried out skin of fish as sandpaper. So once it was sanded down and made nice and smooth, that's not even called toma. Now here's the question. If the idea of a Mita type bed is that he wraps everything around the frame, so why does he have to smooth down the frame in the first place? It's being being covered completely by the piece of material that's being stretched on the frame. So Rabbi Elazar answers, Tifter, we could explain, Bilin Arsasa Kisraisa, we're talking about cribs or beds from Kesarin, the Isla Nikvin, that they have holes, and so this is a unique type that even though it's officially called a bed, the ropes are threaded through the holes that are in the frame and not on the top of it. Another discussion regarding Kfiyas Amita, Uminai L'Kfiyas Amita is, how do we know there's a chiv to turn over the beds? Where do we get this from? So of course, says Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, the Pasuk in Iyov says, Vayeshu Itai La'aretz, they sat with him towards the ground. Al Ha'aretz Ink Sivkan, it doesn't say they sat with Iyov on the ground. Yet that's one based on top, El rather, Vayeshu Itai La'aretz, they sat with him towards the ground, which means, El Davarshu Samach La'aretz, they sat with him on something which is close to the ground. Mikan Shushen Mal Mitas Kfuyas, it teaches us that Avelim sleep on overturned beds, which makes them closer to the ground. Now, if we just had this pshat, that would tell us that the bed that a person's sleeping on has to be turned over, but all other beds in the house don't have to be turned over. And that's why Bakapar Amar, he says, there's a different reason for Kfiyas Hamita, and this applies to all the beds in the house. It's as if Hashem is saying, Ikunin achas toiva hoisli b'seich b'secha, I had a good form or a good person inside your house, v'garam tani l'kfaisa, and I was caused that now I had to overturn that, basically meaning the person had to die. Avat kafa mitascha, you also have to turn over your bed. Now, v'ez demafkin l'shna, those that say it in this lashon, yichba hasarsur, we have to turn over the sarsur, which is the agent or the middleman, and the bed was the agent, so to speak, to bring the person into the world, because that's what marital relations take place on. And since the person was turned over, if you will, they were buried, they passed away, same thing, the sarsur, the agent, the middleman, has to be turned over. Now, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef trained Rishim, Rishim ben Lakesh, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef Bosa, and then Rish Lakesh. Chanan one of them explains, Mibnei Mahu Yashan Almita Kfuya, why is a person sleep on a turned over bed? Kidei Shei Neir Balaila, Viniskar Shu Avel. That's if he wakes up in the middle of the night, so now he's going to remember, oh, he's an Avel because he's sleeping on an overturned bed. Whereas Bechar Namar, the other one says it a little bit stronger. Mitaych Shehu Yashan Al Gabi Mita Kfuya. Since he's sleeping on an overturned bed, and that's very abnormal for him, he's not used to it, therefore, Hu Neir Balaila, he will wake up in the middle of the night, Viniskar Shu Avel, and he's going to remember that he's in Avelos. Now let's say, Amar, a person expresses, Eini Kaifas Amita, I'm not turning over the beds. Hare Ani Yashan Al Gabi Safsol, I'm going to sleep on a bench. Ain't Shem Alay wouldn't listen to him, and that's because Mipanesha Amar, Eini Kaifas Amita. He said explicitly, I'm not doing Kfiyas Hamita, but there's a chiv that he does have to turn over the beds. Avalim Amar, but if he said, Harani Kaifas Hamita, I'm going to turn over the beds, no problem, and then he just decides on his own to sleep on a safsal on a bench, Shaiman Lois, so then we listen to him and that's okay. However, says the Gemara, Masni Soli Amar Kain, the Mishnah doesn't say that. El, rather, we have Mishnah tells us, when they do the Sudas Havara for him, as we've mentioned previously, the Sudas Havara is the first meal that an Avel is given to after the Kavura, and this is specifically referring to the Kain Gadol. When they give the Sudas Havara to the Kain Gadol, Kala Amasubin Ala Aretz, everyone sits on the ground, but who may Saval Safsal, and he sits on a bench? That's because it's a Kain Gadol, so that's where it's covered. As the Gemara points out, but Kain Gadol, this is only by Kain Gadol, Haba Kain Hadyot, Loi. That's Mashal by Kain Hadyot, or by regular person for that matter. He is not allowed to be on a Safsal. However, the Gemara says, no, not a Raya, and we take out the Vav from the beginning of this word. Berabim is only talking about in public, meaning when Avil is in public, he's not allowed to sit on a Safsal, except for Kain Gadol. Haba Yachid, Loi, but an individual, meaning when he's in private, he's not in public, so then it's not a problem, and he is allowed to be on a Safsal. But now we conclude with even a bigger Kula, Veloi Avdin Kain wouldn't do this, meaning even Berabim, it's motive for a person to be on a safsal. We continue discussing Kfiyas Hamitas, turning over the beds. Sometimes it's going to be done for 6 days, sometimes five, sometimes four, and sometimes 3 days of Avelos. How is that? So, Be'erev Shabbos, Shisha. If the burial is on Erev Shabbos, so it's going to be 6 days. Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a total of six. Now, Be'erev Shabbos, Im Dimdume Chama, Chamisha. The Chiv of Kfiyas Hamita only kicked in by Erev Shabbos with Dimdume Chama, which means as the sun is setting, that would be if Stimas HaGailal, if the finishing of the burial was right before Shkia, so then it would be only 5 days, because there wouldn't be any Kfiyas Hamita on Friday. As we mentioned previously, that Erev Shabbos, there's a Chiv of Zekivas Hamita. We're already supposed to straighten out the beds as it's getting closer to Shabbos. So here, there's only going to be Kfiyas Hamita on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos, let's say Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, Arba, so it's only going to be 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Shnei Yom Tov Shlosh Hashanah, if there's going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah along with Shabbos, so Shloisha, there's only going to be 3 days of Kfiyas Hamita. Now, we have a story. Chat Talmud Min Dor Mana, one of Talmud Ramana, Hari Lachan Min Kriva Din Hasiya, he passed in front of the relatives of the Nasi, Mishu Zaikva, the ones the beds were straightened Erev Shabbos, Shove Inu Kaifa, he doesn't have to overturn them again, Matzei Shabbos. So the question is, Kamayom Hayolai, how many days were left to the relative of his Nasi's Avelos that this Talmud Rav Mana told him, it's okay, you're ready, Yaitse Kfiyas Amita, so after Shabbos, you don't have to turn the beds over again. So Rav Yaakov Baracha says, B'shem Rav Yassa, Shnei Yom Hayolai. It was only 2 days left. Whereas Rav Bach quotes Rav Ami, quotes Rav Yaakov Zavdi, who says, B'shem Rav Yitzchak Shleisha, there was 3 days. Rav Chinar Rav Papa, Hari L'chvaisa, Afilu Yom Echad, Rav Chinar Rav Papa paskind that even if there's just 1 day left of Avelos, they should still do Kfiyas Amita. And we're going to see that was incorrect because V'schamilei, the following pasuk was shown to him in a dream, Ya'an Kimirisa, because he rebelled, which in the pasuk is referring to you rebelled against the word of Hashem and you haven't listened. And they're trying to show Rav Chinar Rav Papa in this dream that he, so to speak, rebelled against Talmid Rav Mana, who paskind that it's okay, once it Yotzei Kfiyas Amita, after Shabbos, they do not have to turn them over again. We continue, Tanu's Tantan Braisa, Hadar B'Punduk, if someone lives in an inn and there's non-Jews coming and going, Ein Mechavnes Elichvais, we're not Mechavim to turn over all the beds, Dolo Yahav an Armin Chereshu, because we don't want them to say that he's a Cheresh, which over here means that he's a sorcerer. They're going to say, what's going on over here? All the beds are being turned over, something strange is going on, so he doesn't have to do Kfiyas Amita. Another discussion, this really goes back to what we had in Amud Aleph, that the relatives of somebody who's an Avelos also have to act in Avelos with him. So Aresha Meis Chama V'Chamaisai, if a person's father or mother-in-law died, or one of the other relatives of his wife, he doesn't force her to put on eye makeup or to make her face nice. He has to act with her as she's being naig, and since she's in Avelos, the husband has to act like that as well. And also with the wife, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law died, or one of the relatives of her husband, she doesn't put on makeup or make herself nice. She has to act with him as he's acting. Now Shmuel says, that's only a person's father-in-law, mother-in-law, then he has to act in Avelos with his wife, because that's out of respect of his father-in-law, mother-in-law. But one of her other relatives, he doesn't have to act like that, because he doesn't have a chiyuv of respect like that. Rabbi Bar Kain Amar Kum Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bar Kain said in front of Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, b'dar imai, this is only when he lives with him, which means again, the din that we've been talking about, which is mentioned first on Amud Aleph, that when a person's relative passes away, so his other relatives have to act in Avelos with him, that's only if they live with him, meaning b'fanav, when they're there in front of him. When they're not in front of each other, so the ones who aren't actually in Avelos don't have to act as if they're in Avelos. Now, come Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Rabbi Yosi met Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, and Amar Lehi asked him, Atosha Matam and Avocha Domelsa, did you hear this explicitly from your father? So Chafam and Alpha on top, Amar Lehi told him, Abba Lehi Havas Amar Kain, my father never said this Betheirosh, El, rather, comes up from a story, Achai de Itse de Bar Nechemya Mace, the brother of the sister of Bar Nechemya died, meaning his brother-in-law passed away. So Asun Shalom Lehi, he came and he asked my father, Ma'olich Samito, do I have to do Kfiyas Samito? So Amar Lehi told him, Let's Aruch, you don't have to. So he asked him, Ma'olich Shmal Espalim, Ma'olich Say Shma and Dam and Shma and Esrim, Lehi told him, Nishmina Adelson from the following, we had this on Omar Alf as well, Hashai Asun Mace Bekever, of Burns dealing with a mace, part of a burial, Vigia Ain's Kriya Shma, and it's time for Kriya Shma, Hareza Parshal Makam Tahara, Vulavisha's Tfilah, Vakar Shma Mispalal, he has to go to a place which is Tar, more than 4 hours away from the Kever, and he puts on his tefillin and he says Kriya Shma and he davins, and so we're able to learn from here, even though it wasn't stated explicitly, this is only if a person's with the mace or the person's with the Avel, but if they're not there, they don't have to act as if they're in Avelos. We're going to for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.